Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Fire!
What's good? What's happening? This is the Gamer Zone Show. You with the long-awaited, and I'm not alone.
Yes, me, BZ, the show. The shows are the shows what they should be showing, and welcome to yet another beautiful show, guys.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, we spoke about the games that we enjoyed, like, you know, childhood memories, and everything was good and all that. But there's certain games that we kind of look back into, and you're like, man, I wish I never played this game, or I just wish that, like, this thing never existed. I mean, they're not that horrible, or, like, as bad as they could be. Some people like them. I mean, look, yeah. I'm going to say an unpopular opinion, but mine that I never enjoyed was Pac-Man. I just didn't like it, man. I hated it. Bro. I know, bro. It's like one of those games where people are like, come on, dude, but Pac-Man is so good. I mean, it felt so basic for me. It's like, okay, fine. You're running around with this yellow guy that you're using. You're just going around eating these things around there. There's cherries. And then these ghosts are chasing after you. Fine. Cool, and then you chow one of these other different, like, things, and then they turn into ghosts that you can eat as well. Then they go into this room where they have to go change and come back, and then the objective is for you to just collect everything around and go to the next stage. I felt like that was so tedious and boring, man. I mean, at some point, the game became mindless because, I mean, the first Pac-Mans that were released was just like, dude, you could, like, just go past them. Like, it was just kind of easy. They would not trap you. Then later on, I know that they started getting smarter, and then now they would, like, kind of strategize where they would not all follow you in one line, but then they would kind of, like, corner you. And I was like, okay, it became interesting. But then I'm like, what's the point of that game, bro? It's just boring.
What is the point?
Yeah, I mean, I got bored. Man.
That's crazy, because, like, I was just about to say Pac-Man, bro, because, like, Pac-Man was just, like, the most tedious game I ever played. Like, I didn't see the fun in that. I didn't get any adrenaline rush. I didn't get any of these feelings that you get from other games, man. Like, it was just like, yeah, okay, what now? Like, you know, there's no adrenaline progression towards it, man. Like, it just didn't have what I was looking for. And also, the game that I think I played as a kid, also, dude, this was before I had, like, a TV game or any type of console.
Yeah.
Before I was, like, old enough to, like, go to the arcade, was, like, Snake on the phone. I was like, what? Like, you just eat these apples and then just keep on going in and out of the screen, turning directions. I mean, I didn't get the point. I mean, the snake got longer and longer and longer until you bit yourself and then you lost.
What then?
Like, it had no point to it. Like, I just didn't feel it was, like, a game worth playing and wasting your time on, man. Like, it just didn't have what I was looking for.
Nah, I get you, man. I mean, that game needed you to think at some point, because it's like, okay, fine, the snake is longer, and then there's these objects in between you as well. And I think later on, they started putting, like, some rocks. So now that, like, you don't just chow everything, but then you can, like, chow smaller snakes and all that. But then if you are the small snake, you try and chow the big snake, then you'd end up dying, and then you, or you bite your own tail, and then you just lose, you start over again. Yeah, I understand. And that small screen, like, remember that these phones were just so small.
Bro.
You couldn't even see what you were doing. And it's just like, bro, and the buttons made a sound. That's what annoyed me with these Nokia phones, that, like, the buttons kept making sound. So you keep clicking. Even when you try and play at night, then, like, you know, your family would tell you, dude, like, stop playing games. Like, this is the only phone we have in the house. So it's like,
bro,
you never could game that much.
Yeah, true, man. Like, it was just not really cool, man. Like, it was one of those games where it was just like, it's just irritating. I can't go on and on with this. I mean, I see where it's going, but, like, man, I just can't. Like, no.
Yeah, no, that was bad. That was bad. Okay, my next one, is Sonic the Hedgehog. Look, I know some people like this one. It was like one of those where, like, okay, you grew up as a kid, you know, Sonic is just fun and all that. I mean, the cartoon series were nice. That was cool to watch and everything.
Yeah.
The story was okay. But then at the same time, now you're playing this game where you keep running around collecting these circles, but it's just like an annoying game. I mean, the mechanics sucked. At times you would hold a button on your phone, or if you play it on a TV game, and then like he would either sprint too fast or too slow, and then you try jumping, he hits a spike, and then you're like, but I pressed it like, you know, at that slight bit. You didn't press it so much that he needed to jump that high, and then it's like, okay, you're dead. Now you need to start over again. It just felt so unnecessary because it also became so repetitive because you're just running from one side of the screen to the other with, yeah, these obstacles, fine. But then, I mean, I feel like Mario did that better. Everyone else that tried to copy Mario was just like failing at that point. I mean, look at this now. I know we're kind of switching from the topic, but the Sonic movie, man, that was horrible. I know Jim Carrey was there to voice it and all that, but I don't recommend that for anyone. And looking at how there's going to be a Mario Brothers movie, I'm like, they better make it good, man. Like, I'm looking at the trailers and I'm like, you guys made sure that the games are masterpiece. The games are perfect. People keep trying to copy the games. So now let's hope the movie's also good because, hey, man, that's like what we grew up on.
True, true. And speaking of movies, the game that also had a movie was Mortal Kombat. And I just did not like that game for some reason.
Are you joking, man?
I loved fighting games, but like Mortal Kombat just didn't give me what I was looking for, man. Like,
I would compare
it to like the Tekkens, to your Street Fighters, to your King of Fighters, to your 2K 01s, you know, but I just did not feel that it was giving me what I was looking for, man. Like, it felt a little too fantasized, man. Like, it was just a little too fake. I don't know, man. Like, I didn't like the game as much as I liked every other game. Maybe it's because of the physics or the whole feel of the game in general, man. I was just not feeling it. It was just one of those games that I had on my phone, games that I had on my PC. Yeah, and I just looked at it like, whoa, I'm not gonna play that game, man. Like, I have it, it's there, but like, it's just there, just taking up space, and I'm just not gonna play it because it's just not the game that I like. I played it once or twice and I was just like, nah, not my type of thing.
Whoa, damn it. Hey, that's a different opinion, man. I mean, I liked Mortal Kombat. I know that like the first games that came out, it was super realistic. Like, it was like literally like people's faces and stuff, and then it kind of felt a bit like not okay, because like every other game that you play is like, you know, like cartoon made, and then it's animated, brother, let's say that, and then now this game is like super realistic. There's like blood all over the screen, there's fatalities happening. I mean, our parents didn't even allow us to play these type of games, so you had to sneak it in, and like you had to play it like strategically. I mean, I remember that like the arcade machine in my hood where I grew up, they didn't even have it, man, because that game was violent. So it's like, nah, we can only play Tekken and all these other games. And comparing to what you said, for me, the one that I never liked, a fighting game, was Virtua Fighter. I don't understand what that game was about. It was just a blocky game. People are fighting. It felt like a copy of Tekken because you could actually see from the main characters and how they were looking at it. And then you play the game, fine. There's a bit of a storyline here, and then it's just, man, it just seemed whack. Like, I could never enjoy it. They even made another one for PS4, and then I got the game because it was like free, and I'm like, man, this is boring, man. This is like, I can't even enjoy this. It's just, no, it's like, nah. I would never want to play that again. It just sucked. Like, I prefer maybe playing games like Soul Calibur. That's a good game that I enjoyed. I enjoyed those on PS2 days and PS1, but Virtua Fighter, no ways.
Nah, it just wasn't the one, man. Virtua Fighter, I remember playing it when I was a kid, and I was just like, I mean, it's kind of different from all these other fighting games, but it's not exactly unique in its kind of way, man. Like, it just copied some stuff from there, and it's kind of tedious to just play this game, man. Like, I was just not up for it, man. I was just not up for it.
No ways, man. It's not worth it.
Yeah, man. And I think one game that I also played, this was prior to when I had like a PS or a PC, when I played on my sister's phone, when touch screens were still coming in, was Asphalt. and I just didn't like the game. I hated that game.
Whoa, for real, man. I hated that game. It was so addictive, like, though.
Yeah, but, like, it was one of those games where it's like food that has aftertaste. Like, when you played for the first couple of hours, yeah, you play it, sure, I like it. But now, it kind of gets boring where, like, you know, there isn't much skill that you have to, like, include when it comes to, like, turns. Because you just press the button, hold it, and then it just turns in the right direction. You just bump the bikes on the sides. You just nitrous that. And it's that's the whole game. Like, that is the whole game. The police come. They never really catch you. And it's like, I was like, is it really supposed to be a racing game? Because, like, the winning was very easy. I didn't, like, get much of a challenge when it came to, like, the physics of the game, the gameplay itself in terms of winning and stuff. So it was just like, yeah.
Man, this thing is surprising.
I'm a racing guy, and I get too technical about these stuff. So it's like,
And, like, that's what I was going to say, that, like, you like racing games, but, I mean, if this one disappointed you, then, yo, man, it's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, what about Burnout? Have you ever played Burnout?
Oh, yeah, Takedown, Burnout Paradise. I feel like Burnout was, like, way better in terms of the physics, the gameplay, the whole feel of the game was just way better than Asphalt, because Asphalt was this very plain rice with no flavor with it, man.
Whoa, okay, then. Yeah, that's quite interesting, man. Okay, so my last game that I just could not enjoy, man. I know that, like, look, it's always said, and, like, it's what the direction, even with movies and games where it's going to now with female characters. I don't have a problem with female characters. I play a lot of games with female characters. But the first Tomb Raiders, I just could never enjoy that, man. I mean, you'd be playing Tomb Raider, right? You're in the cave. The cave is not even well lit. You can't even see that much, that you have to even probably bump up your PC screen, that the brightness should be higher. And then there's spiders around that just kill you. You can't even aim at them. That is the other thing that annoys me. Or you're aiming at it, you're shooting, and nothing's happening. So, like, these old Tomb Raider games, I could never enjoy. I remember playing Tomb Raider Underworld. Now, this was on PS2. And there's a part where there's this octopus on the way. So it doesn't do anything. It doesn't move. It's just chilling there. But you need to kind of jump over it. And I think there's, like, a lever that you need to pull. And then the door opens up and all that. And you just kept getting stuck there, man. No matter how hard I tried to jump over it, I could never get past that thing, man. I was like just getting annoyed, because there's scorpions as well that you find in other areas. They killing you. And you're like, but you've got a gun, man. I mean, she's bigger than the scorpion. She could run around and all that. But no, even the movement. Remember that in these games, there was that strafe type of movement, as they called it, where when your character turns, you turn first and then you move into the direction. So that used to put me off. I could never enjoy these games.
So yeah, man, certain things are just not just unbearable, and just couldn't handle all of that critical and, you know, technical difficulties. They're just not giving what it should.
Nah, man, they made it too difficult for us, man. Like, I could never enjoy it. Yeah, and those were, like, one of the worst games, man, for me.
Yeah, man. It's just not, you know, one of those moments where they make great games and stuff, but the points in time where they were in their early days right now, and it was a point in time where, yes, we can't be too critical about them because they're starting out, but also, again, there's certain technical issues that you just cannot ignore, you know, and, you know, say, well, the game is difficult because of such. So yeah, man.
Definitely, man. I mean, look, the gaming industry has improved later on. There's still some of these developers which are still making the same mistakes, and you're like, okay, I don't know whether it's the type of engine you're using or what is happening with your dev team, but, like, hey, look, maybe we're just being too harsh on them, but there's certain games that you just say, no, I wish I never played that, man, because it makes you think that now every game in that genre is probably like that, but then it's not. But then you're like, let me try and avoid certain type of games because you had a bad experience with these games.
True.
Yeah. But hey, indeed, man, that's all good. This was the show. And yeah, it was good, man. It was good. I'm just going to be trying to play more of Elden Ring now. So I'm not going to play any old stuff and anything like that. I'm trying to finish this game. Like, I got it recently, but, man, it's difficult. It's very difficult.
What are you doing at the moment? Right now, I'm still on FIFA. Right now, I'm still trying to finish the tournament, get into the world class and stuff like that. Because right now, I haven't played FIFA in 5 months, literally. I've played every other game, and man, I just want to go back home and just play FIFA and be a guy again, you know.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing right now. Nothing too technical because, yeah, I just need something to just, you know, relax my brain because I've been working, so it's been crazy. I just need to relax, you know, have a nice, good game of soccer, and yeah.
Okay. No, that's all good. That's all good, man. Hey, from my side, I just say keep gaming and be safe.
Yeah, be safe, guys. And it's your boy, BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing, and yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and be good.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.